Blog Talk Radio.
I would ask those of you to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth on tonight. And every time that we come across these airways, we want to fail not to acknowledge God, for He is the Creator. He is the Great I Am. He is the Lily of the Valley. He is the King of Kings. He is all in all of all. He's all of that wrapped up in one. So we're going to acknowledge Him at this present time. I would ask you, if you will, to bow your heads right now as we acknowledge God.
Couldn't find it in Buddha, no.
Father God,
find it in
we come
find it in sun,
with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to come together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this place is not our home, but that you have prepared for those of us that are living according to your command and according to your will. A mansion that's lying in wait, God. But until you crack those clouds one historic day, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on tonight, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a word, God, to those that may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of iniquity. Forgive me, Lord. That is just the satanic force there. But what I wanted to say, I'm going to opt out sin, and I'm going to replace it with iniquities. I'm going to replace that with iniquities. I think that would be a more proper word than sin. God gave me that, and that's what I'm going to use. It's going to be iniquities, because we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so, as I first stated, hallelujah, hallelujah, I just want to be able to bring a ream of word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their iniquities. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm asking you, Father God, grace me your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their soul. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' righteous, marvelous name. And we shall all say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just sorry for the interruption there. My speech has got out of balance, but I thank God for being God. Because God said that when you don't know what to say, God will give you the correct words to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God because He's such a good God. He's watched over me all night long. Hallelujah. And then He watched over me all day. And then here it is again, the night of that. And God is still stretching out. Hallelujah. He's spread big old gigantic hands for you, and you that's out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight. So I just thank God for you, because if it wasn't for you, there would be no need for the award to be here. But because God has people like you, proud warriors, people that love God, love the divine word of God, that you're here. And I tell you, I don't take you for granted. I love you. And you can take it for what it's worth. Because I love you with the love that Jesus talks about. And that's genuine love from me to you. You and you. Hallelujah. So we're going to go on into our sermon on tonight. And our sermon in type is Reverend God the Name. I'm going to say that one more time. Reverence God the name. And we're going to take our key scripture reading from the law of Exodus 20:7. And it reads like this. You shall not take the name of the Lord, your God, in vain. And that is found in the law of Exodus 20:7. And we're going to go right now into the law of Exodus. And we're going to read from the 20th chapter, the first verse, and we'll read on down to the 7th verse. And it reads like this. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For thou art ever jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. The final verse, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Hallelujah. We thank God for the reading as well as the readers of his word. And I am reminded it's not easy to keep up with the shorthand that accompanies today's fast-paced, youth-oriented electronic communication in the IM speak, instant message talk, or text message language. And we find out that laughing out loud becomes LOL. Hallelujah. By the way of is BTW, and regrettably, some people use OMG for Oh My God. This last phrase seemed to be on the lips of many who receive startling news. But as Christians, we need to stop before we utter this or any other phrase that flippantly use God's name. We know in the law of Matthew 6, when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, the first thing he told them to say was this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 9. And it clearly says that God's name itself is special. It encompasses his nature, his teaching, and his moral authority. To speak the name of God is to call on the creator and sustainer of the universe. In every way possible, we should honor and protect God's holy name, preserving its use for those occasions when we are speaking of him or addressing him in faith. Let's be careful never to turn the hallowed name of our awesome and mighty God into just another flippant phrase on our lips or in a text message. May all I am and do and say give glory to my Lord always. Hallelujah. And may no act of mine cause his shame nor bring reproach upon his name. We find out that God's name, we must count it with the utmost of care, hallelujah, and dignity and respect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that as one reads the book of Ecclesiastes, one is impressed with the author's assessment that life is composed of a set of meaningless, immutable experiences. When life is finished, there is no time for change or alteration. Whether or not you accept his assessment of life, the author makes a final analysis in verse 12, 13, and 14. Now, sir, all has been said and done. Whether lives exceed our expectations or fail to meet them. We know that our duty is to fear God and keep his commandments. We may have many issues and questions that will not go unanswered until we see Jesus face to face. But this dilemma does not exempt us from being faithful to God. Being faithful to God's will and reveal to us that, hallelujah, we have a responsibility to love and reverence God. It is our duty to allow God to be the supreme guide and architect of our faith. Regardless of our sociological or theological position, when all is said and done, God will be the final judge of where we will spend eternity. God knows whether our professions of faith is true and whether our work demonstrates a complete commitment to the Lord of the universe. We know that many of our questions will be answered only as we walk in faithful obedience to God's ways. Only as we follow the light given to us, which God began to show us the pattern in our course of faith and life. And if any of you out there in my digital live podcast audience on tonight, if you're struggling for answers to questions or solutions to problems, hallelujah, I would encourage you to turn them over to Jesus. Let him work them out. And I would encourage you to stop wasting your energy trying to figure out life. Draw near to God, who will lead you and guide you and show you a plan for your life that brings happiness and peace. Hallelujah. And we know that God and his name is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. And we should take God's name lightly. We should use God's name with the utmost delicacy and respect. With God, because God is a deity. He's a spirit. And God said in his word, he said, those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So we are to acknowledge God in everything that we do and regard him as such. God is not a toy that we should toy around with, but he is a mighty force. He's a mighty force. He's a mighty power. He's the ultimate force. There's nothing that can match God's ability of power. God has all power in his hand. Hallelujah. When God went on the cross, God conquered both death, hell, and the grave. So that makes that God is almighty. It is no one like him. There's no one on earth, underneath earth, like him. He is the one and only, the great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, if you don't have God in your life, I would encourage you to give God a try. When you've tried all the rest, I would encourage you to come try the best. Jesus is the best thing that can happen in one's life. I just thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God for coming into my life. And I know I have been in church all my life. And as an early child, I was introduced to God. And even though when I backslided and went back into the world as a young woman, I forsaken God, but God did not forsake me. And even though I was in the world, but you know what? I kept God in my heart and on my tongue. And I just thank God for His sovereignty, His grace, and His mercy. That's why I said God is a God of second chances. He's a God of many chances, but I know He's a God of second chances because He gave me a second chance. A chance to get it right. And I tell you, there's no devil in hell outside around hell can turn me away from God. Nothing. Absolutely, positively nothing. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to magnify your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old shepherd's bible to go down and pray on your behalf. You are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Shepherd's Bible. Send your correspondence and make them attention. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Hallelujah. Till we meet again, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow the music to conclude the end of this program. Bye for now.
Couldn't find it in Buddha, no, Lord Jesus. Couldn't find it in Christian. Couldn't find it in sun, young moon, Lord Jesus. Nobody else like you. Nobody else like you. You're not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you would dare to be. You spoke it, it's gonna happen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said it's gonna be, Lord. I believe you, Jesus. I trust in your word. I live by your word, Jesus. There is none, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus, you're the Almighty God.